You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning. Friday. Time is 6:53. Overcast skies, 62 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau. We are at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, WXCO Morning Report, WX98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa, by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Ian, behind the glass, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Chad?
Not bad. I just sprinted, so I'm a little out of breath. I'm too old to sprint. But had a late night last night because last evening we had...
very busy.
Well, we had high school football, but we had a... hour and 40 minute weather delay, so we were on the air, went on the air at 6:35 for the game, went through the pregame, the national anthem was sung, okay. Teams are ready to go, and then all of a sudden there was a lightning bolt, and you ever see a lightning bolt in the sky, the WIAA rules say you can't start, or if you have started, you have to stop. That's and right. There's a 30 minute clock that goes every time you see lightning, so... the big wind came through and some heavy rain. It was blowing through the window and getting us all wet. And and ultimately, it did blow through. And instead of a 7 o'clock kickoff last night, we had a kickoff around 8:40 as Wausau East took on Mosinee. And
definitely a late game for sure.
Yeah, it ended up being much later, but in the end, actually, after the storm blew through, it wasn't a terrible weather night. In fact, this morning, as I was coming in here, I was thinking that we aren't going to see too many more of the days where I can come in without a jacket, because right now it is September the 19th. We are getting towards the end of those days where early in the morning you can come in without a jacket. I don't know how many there's going to be, but I don't think there's going to be very many more.
Just be aware of that, people. It's going to get a little chillier in the mornings.
So what's happening with you? What's going on with you? I know you had another rehearsal last night. You get closer and closer to next weekend and the big event over at the Grand Theater for Center Stage.
That's right. At Center Stage, a band and show choir had their final rehearsal at the Center Stage building last night. And then this Sunday is when we move into the Grand Theater. After that, we have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our final rehearsals. And then next Thursday is our opening night.
Which is terrific.
Are absolutely a free show.
Yeah, and I mean, that's amazing.
You're right. It's absolutely free.
I mean, to be able to, number one, just visit the Grand Theater and not have to pay exorbitant fees to see a show. Yeah. It's such a wonderful place. It'll be the last one before they start their renovation, correct? Next year by this time.
That's right.
Next year's show will be at the renovated Grand Theater, which will be very exciting in itself. But at the same time, anybody who has not experienced the Grand Theater here in North Central Wisconsin is missing something.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And then...
every time I've done a lot of shows at the Grand Theater in my theater life, and every time I perform there, I just feel like it's a huge honor because that place is just it has so much history, and you think about all the great performances and shows that have been there, and the fact that you get to share the stage with all those greats putting on your own show, it's really amazing.
And the thing as well is, sometimes you'll think, well, you know, it's a free show, so it's not going to be that good. No. I remember last year going to your show for the first time, and it's pretty amazing the level of talent that your group has. And I mean, you could easily sell these tickets for $25 and you'd still be getting your money's worth. And the idea of being able to see a show with such great talent, such a fun environment, I mean, I think anybody would be crazy not to go and take at least one of the opportunities. In fact, I think people that love music, and especially love the music of the 60s from across the pond, would probably want to go and see it multiple times.
Absolutely. You can come and see it all three nights. No one's going to stop you.
Definitely not you. But so it starts next Thursday night, and then Friday night and Saturday night, correct?
Yep, and the shows are at 7 o'clock.
So that's something to look forward to next week. On Wednesday, we will have a pair of guests. In fact, yesterday I received an email from your colleague, Robin, who let me know who's coming in. It will be Reese Arthen. Is that the correct?
Reese.
Oh, Reese Arthen and Kayla Mitchell?
Yeah.
Do you know the pronunciation? That's a M-I-C-I-E-L?
Kayla Mitchell. Uh-huh.
Okay, Kayla Mitchell. So,
great to have them on the show.
They will be on Wednesday morning, so we'll learn more about this group and about the shows coming up next week
well. So exciting. Awesome.
Coming up, top of the hour update, and then we'll be back at 7:22. We will have Paul Micklig, who was with me last night in Bozeny, late night. He'll be in to talk Wisconsin sports, and then, of course, in our final segment, we'll have our final number for the day quiz. But yes, you are 2 for 4, so you already got a passing grade.
A successful week.
But, I mean, a passing grade's a good way to go into it, so no pressure. Just going for a winning week later in the morning.
That's right.
But, again, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau, 62 degrees. Glad you could be with us. More of Pat Kreitlow coming up after the news update here on WXCR.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO, online WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:23. It is overcast here in downtown Wausau. The temperature stands at 60 degrees. I am Chad Holmes, Ian Welsh across the way behind the glass. And Friday, heading towards the weekend, and time to look at what's happening in Wisconsin sports. Joined again by Paul Micklig, who just said, it seems like I just saw you. And it was because I just saw you late night with some high school football. But plenty to talk about in terms of sports. Let's jump right in. Let's talk about the Brewers, because last night they found a way again. They beat the Los Angeles Angels 5-2. And I thought the big number was that Yelich, 100 RBI. Had not done that since 2018. I had to think about it. I thought, well, was he with the Marlins back then? Because that's a long time ago. But really great to see. I mean, he's a guy that people really have come to, I think, appreciate. And he's gone through the back issues, which is not easy for a Major League Baseball player or any athlete. Really, that's a good story.
Great story. And I 2018 then was when he must have hit that ball office down in Florida, in Miami. That's how it all started, kind of the downfall. Man, that's a long time ago. I didn't think that was that long ago, but it was, obviously. Otherwise, he would have been. So that took a 2018-19. Then 2020 was COVID, so shorter. Now you're all the way until 2021. And his the back started, was acting up. And last year he had the surgery. So it goes fast. And to get 100 RBIs, he's been consistent in that middle of the order all year. And they need him to be the guy that's going to bring runs home. That's the bottom line in this situation here. They need guys that can be, just like they have the pitching staff, that can be get outs. They also need those guys that can get those big hits. And he's hit the home runs. I think he's at 29, which, if he ends up at 30 and 100 is a good year for at this point in time of his career, right? I mean, I if we can get 30 and 100 out of him, that's a good season.
No, it's an outstanding season. Quinn Priester, he must have, of course, we were in Mosinee, so didn't see the game. At least I didn't see any of it. I don't know if you were looking on your phone, but what, 8 strikeouts out of the first 9 batters and perfect through 4 innings. 19 straight appearances, the Brewers have won. Talk about a lucky rabbit's foot. I mean, that's, I don't care, because in this era, so often, even last night, I mean, he pitched so well, he got no decision. So even when you pitch well, you're to win 19 in a row, that means the other guys in the bullpen and your pitching staff are doing the job as well. But I mean, that's an amazing number. I heard that Roger Clemens back in the day with Boston back in the 80s had 20 games in a row where he started and won. This is a case, 16 starts and 3 pseudo starts, because he was like second behind the opener. That's incredible.
I mean, he's doing something right. I don't really care. Everybody's something right. And you almost want to break that before you get to before you get to the playoffs. Because if you can put him out there in a 5-game series, if you can put him out there twice, and you think that's 2 games, well, you're not going to get to the 5th game if you can get those 2 wins all. Without Freddie.
I mean, I was gonna say it. I mean, if you want someone going twice, it's gotta be Peralta, right?
Well, the way it's set up, they can almost have the first guy and the second guy go 4-5.
That would still be
with the days off. I'm not saying they're gonna do that, but it would be.
They could also pitch into the 7th and 8th innings when they don't do that anymore. I mean, you're not gonna see. That's the old days and that's the way I liked it, where you had your best guy go in the game 1 and game 4. But they don't do that anymore. Even with the days off, I would be surprised. We'll see. But, how many days off do they have? Like,
get one game in between each one.
Every day they get a day off?
So he could pitch.
What the heck is going on in baseball then? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I know at least through the first 3 games that they have a game off.
Game, day off, game, day off, game, day off.
Yes.
Oh, that's pathetic. I mean, we're getting that's. You like to use the term make believe. That is make believe, because that completely changes again the dynamic of what baseball is all about. Agree or disagree?
Yeah. Well, if you're top heavy.
Right. But I mean, I'm not going to talk. Take off your Brewer hat here for a moment. Just take it off. As a baseball fan, isn't that ridiculous? Baseball is an everyday thing. For 162 days, games, mainly, they get a few days off. But mainly, you have to go out there every day and perform. You have to have a certain amount of depth when it comes to pitching. And then in the playoffs, you're going to do that. Rob Manfred's an idiot.
Well, it's all about money. I mean,
I don't care. Hey, that does not make it right, though. You can say that. Yeah, it's all about money.
I'm not saying it is right. It's a bottom line.
But it's ridiculous. I can say that it's ridiculous, right?
Well, don't you want to watch them, hey.
Take off the Brewer.
I'm not talking about the Brewers. The Brewers aren't even, this has never helped them before. Well, so who says it's going to help them now?
But, well,
You need three starters.
But that's ridiculous. That makes me mad this early in the morning.
Three starters.
I didn't know the schedule was like that. I don't follow it as closely as you do.
Well,
because I got other things I rail on every day.
Well, but the Brewers are important. Especially if you're number one team, if you're number one ranked right now.
Absolutely, but I mean, that's just, boy, that really, Rob Manfred needs to go.
Well, it doesn't help the Brewers. I don't think totally.
I don't even know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not livid about that.
That's really what you're annoyed. Upset about.
Yes, I am.
Brewer, you know, I
am upset.
Let's get the Brewers the record, huh?
We'll be back in 22 minutes. I'm so annoyed. 7:30 is the time on WXCO. And welcome back. It is WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik. And the expectations were not very high last week for the Badgers as they went to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. And they reached those not very high expectations in that game against Alabama last week.
It was, you can see the difference in the talent level right now where they're, each team is at. Alabama is one of the top programs in the nation talent wise, and unfortunately, Wisconsin is probably not at that level. And that's kind of what is going on with college football, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I think there's the top, and then there's the everybody else. And sometimes you can get one of those teams from everybody else to rise up with a perfect situation. I don't think Wisconsin's at that level right now.
Right now, the biggest question, at least in my mind, is they don't have an offensive line like they used to. I mean, they just don't run the football very well. And they don't have the quarterback talent right now to be able to get past that. And I don't see that changing this season. I don't see that there's a combination of talent and also a little bit dinged up. But, boy, I mean, this team does not have that normal foundation that Wisconsin football usually just lifts off from, and that's a run game.
That's kind of, and I think we thought they were going to come back and try to establish that. And then, you know what? Things aren't created overnight.
I just think bottom line, I was not, blown away by the new OC when he was hired, but I don't blame him for anything. I just don't think they got the ability right now to run the football the way they probably would like to.
Correct. So, I mean, it's a take time. Yeah. I'm not saying anybody's...
No, but I'm just pointing out my thoughts is that I think in some cases it's so easy to say, well, the offensive coordinator, I think last year and the year before, there was some reason to, I think, to be disappointed. And I think you're right that it's going to take time to, if you're going to try to get that mentality back that Wisconsin had for so long, you can. It is easier now, of course, with the ability to bring out the checkbook and free agency in football. But at the same time, it's not easy to flip a switch and become again that mentality we saw for so many years.
And that checkbook also goes off for other teams too.
That's true. That
for the guys that Wisconsin has been getting, you know what I mean? So
that's true. Yeah.
That it's kind of, it goes both ways. So it'll be interesting to see with how long it takes. I don't think it's going to, what I did like to see is I thought they were trying to run the ball out of different formations, at different ways of trying to get the ball being run. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to be okay with that. They're going to be okay in the long run. I liked what he was doing. I liked what they're trying to do. It's going to take time though. To get established, and it would be nice if they can get it established this week a little bit against Maryland.
If they're going to go to a bowl game this year, this is one of the games they got to win. I mean, the roadmap, as you look at the schedule, the roadmap is this is a game at home against a Maryland team that sort of, I think, fits in the same general area as Wisconsin. They have to win this one, and Billy Edwards Jr., it's been taking a few first-team reps this year. You know, you said it. I'm sure he wants to play his former teammates, and his former teammates want to play him.
Yep. They this is one of those games. It's a must-win just to keep that the boat going in the right direction and not seeing too many leaks. Last week's game, I don't think
very Minnesota there.
Well, yeah, yes. Well, they're doing a little better than what Wisconsin is right now with what they have, and kind of right. in the same boat, so to speak.
Enough of that metaphor.
But they're doing a good job of that. And Wisconsin, you know, last week's game, if anybody predicted their record after four games, it would be 3-1, right?
Yep,
so if they can win this game, that's kind of where they were going to be. So I don't think that's going to change anything. Now they got to make sure they do it. If they're 2-2, then we got problems.
Yeah, that'll be a long bye week coming up next week. Packers looking really good. I mean, we touched last week because they played Thursday. And the Cleveland Browns, it's like everybody is like, oh, Cleveland. They're still an NFL team. They still got a very dangerous defensive end that can hurt a quarterback and very quickly. But the Packers looking really solid, and we want to see that consistency continue on Sunday.
And you know, we've talked many times that this next game up is the most important game, right? And Kraft is really good. And he's banged up, and who knows if he's going to play. So some of the pieces and Reed's out, you know, and they got some of their weapons that might not be able to play this week. And that's going to be and they got against a good defense, and that's you're going to Cleveland. Yeah. So this is one of those games, too, where if you put it on the schedule, And you look at for the Packers, that if you could have won your first two games, you're gonna want to be 3-0. That's in the mindset. You're gonna if you want to really win big. So this is a game that if they want to really win big, they have to, because otherwise you have to make up for it somewhere else along the line to get that win back. So this is a game where you got to put it into the W column and whatever it takes to get there.
Absolutely. So do you think feel confident? It feels like this is a group that not just, you know, they have good football players. It feels like it is a team that I was very impressed at. In a short week last week, they came out and were able to be so mentally ready to go. That's not an easy turnaround for the NFL because it's such a violent game. But do you think they're going to come out there and take care of business quickly against Cleveland?
Let's hope so, right? I think they're going to. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good weekend for the Brewers, a good weekend for the Badgers, and a good weekend for the Packers. And you don't get those often. So we've been blessed to have quite a few of them lately. You know, over the last 20 years, this is one that you're going to want to go get.
Well, let's make it a good weekend for Newman Catholic as well.
That would even be better.
Just add it all together.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, good luck tonight, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Chad. You have a great weekend.
Coming up, information update, top of the hour, news, weather, and sports, and then we'll be back at 8:22, and we'll see if Ian can get that winning week in the number for the day quiz. So that's straight ahead as well. But more with Pat Kreitlow next here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on the WXCO Morning Report, along with Ian Welsh, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll have our number for the day quiz coming up very soon, but wanted to add a few thoughts on the news of the week. Last night, I got home real late, as I mentioned, after the delay for the football game.
Yep.
And I was disappointed because I knew that Jon Stewart was going to have a special edition of The Daily Show to talk about basically the outrageous decision by ABC under pressure from Trump and the Federal Communications Commission lead commissioner, Brendan Carr. Well, it was such a smart start to the show. I saw the first 20-some minutes because that was posted on YouTube when I got home. Mm. And I will watch the whole show because it was not posted completely yet on Paramount Plus. But he played as somebody who is going to become someone who is going to just be really nice to Donald Trump all the time. He had a new set that was all gold, like Donald Trump is making the White House. And it was just smart stuff. Because he basically used sarcasm against Donald Trump.
Oh, I see.
It was just amazing that, you know, basically whenever he'd say something about Donald Trump and the crowd would boo, he'd go, shh, 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 because acting like he was very afraid that Donald Trump and the FCC were going to come after him. It was very smart stuff. Mm. But now, as we move forward, it's not enough for Democrats who have power. And it may not be as much power as we'd want, but they do have some power. Need to make it crystal clear, and I'm not talking about Donald Trump, but the people who are implementing all these draconian measures, that there will be consequences. For way too long, Democrats have played nice. We're going to look forward. We're not going to look back when they get into office. Mm. It's time to look back and make sure that folks who are breaking the law do get consequences.
Exactly.
You do hear a lot of people outside of government, and even people in the entertainment business. One of the people behind Lost says they will never work with ABC ever again until they get Jimmy Kimmel back on the air. Mm. Everybody needs to do their part, and it's sometimes exhausting. And there have been times in the last number of months it's been exhausting to think about how to fight back against the power of the White House, the power of the federal government.
Right.
But you can't give up. People cannot give up. They need to keep on pushing, letting their voice be heard. And it could be done in big ways. It could be done in small ways, but
you need to take a stand.
Exactly. But we need our leadership to be stronger. We need our leadership to say, hey, if you break the law in the name of Donald Trump, there will be consequences eventually.
You will be held accountable.
You will be held accountable. And that starts with the chairperson of the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr. This man is an outrage. He is an embarrassment. And
he should be ashamed of himself.
Well, hopefully he's not tuned in right now. But again, it is it's a very difficult time in our country. You know, very, very difficult time. So, but good for Jon Stewart. If you have not had a chance to see Jon Stewart's his opening 20-some minutes, I would encourage you to do so. But let's wrap it up here with the number for the day quiz.
Yep. Last one of the week.
2 out of 4 so far this week. So,
chance
for a winning week if you get it right today.
Yes.
He's already clinched a passing grade because we give him 3 choices, one of which is correct. So, 1 out of 3, 33%. So, anything above 33% is the passing grade. So, that means the worst he can do is 40%. So, it's a passing grade. But we want more. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong. And being 2 for 4, you have a chance for a winning week.
Yes.
Today, our number for the day involves firefighters.
Firefighters.
How many firefighters are there in the U.S.? Paid and volunteer. So, how many firefighters in the United States of America? Your choices are 400,000, 800,000, 1.2 million. So 400,000, 800,000, 1.2 million. How many firefighters approximately in the U.S. paid and volunteer?
This is all the firefighters.
All the firefighters in the United States of America. 400,000, 800,000, 1.2 million.
Okay.
Gotta see the
focus here.
It's almost like you're in front of a fire because the beads of sweat forming on your forehead.
Yeah.
Digging in deep to try to get it correct.
Okay, I'm going to say, final guess. I'm going to say 800,000 is my final answer. I'm going to say 800,000. Final.
All right. There are approximately 1.2 million firefighters in the U.S.
That was in the back of my mind, and I took it back at the last second.
Yeah, well, still not bad. Not bad this week. You get a passing
week
grade.
Is better than the losing.
Exactly. So we'll try again starting on Monday.
Absolutely.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody.
Join
Enjoy
us
the weekend.
Join us tonight. We have Wausau West football against Wisconsin Rapids, 6:35, right here on 98.9 WXCO and online and on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, Newman and Marion Tigerton. So join us for football later tonight here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.